Tuesday, December 13th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, we've been talking this week about how our society is changing, why it's changing, why our moral absolutes are totally disappearing. Harry, I want to talk to you about several different stories that came out in recent days. First off, out of Fox News, Nantucket approves topless beach amendment to bylaws to promote equality for all persons. The law will go into effect once proper signs and notices are in place. Harry, I'm sure our listeners are wondering, why in the world are you going to a story about topless beaches?
Well, Tom, one of the things that we're trying to do as we communicate, how do you look at life through a Christian world and life view, there's always this story behind the story. In other words, something else is happening in that event. So why would a reasonably historic conservative community, why would they now vote against modesty by instituting a policy of allowing topless beach sites? Why would they do that? Well, they told you, to protect the equality of their citizens. Now, wait just a minute. When did disrobing become a matter of equality? Well, disrobing and the exposure of sexuality in the public became an issue of equality when the culture moved from seeing individuals with the identity of made in the image of God. Now one's identity is their sexuality. I'm not talking about their biological sex, male or female, but their identity is defined by sexuality. First of all, the autonomy of I am not necessarily going to be the sex that I was created to be. No, I'm going to be the sex that I declare myself to be. And then I am no longer going to engage in the sacred gift of sexuality within the boundaries of marriage. We are now going to determine that we will do whatever we desire sexually. But what you see in this seaside town is the notion we have to let people disrobe and sacrifice modesty because the essence of humanity is now their sexuality and their freedom to express it in any way that they desire, in any place that they desire, ultimately. Now it's restricted to a certain place, but this is the movement to begin to remove all of the restrictions because the essence of existence is sexuality. We are in the midst of returning to paganism and barbarianism. Paganism and barbarianism is identified with two salient markers. Number one is sexual anarchy, and number two is personal anarchy, which always leads to violence. Notice the sexualization of our society. We're even bringing to bear the government school system to put into the curriculum the materials to groom children for sexual aberrant behavior, that they are actually being taught the LGBTQAI plus agenda is embedded into the curriculum, which will lead to the abuse of our children sexually. All of that is designed to affirm the sexualizing of a society, and then that spills over into not only sexual anarchy, but personal anarchy, that freedom is being able to do what I want to and suspend the ethical laws. And so what do you see in our urban centers? You see the increase of violent crime, the increase of corruption in the government, and that is the cultural devolution in the urbanization of society. The city has become the focal point of sexual anarchy and personal anarchy, whereby you have violence on the streets and you have the sexualization of the society, and it's now targeting our children in their most impressionable years in order to promote the degradation of society. Instead of teaching children that they are made in the image of God and they have a life that reflects the image of God, instead of teaching that, we are captivated by our appetites in general. And the definition of freedom is the embrace of the greed to satisfy those appetites, increasingly in aberrant and perverted ways. And the city becomes the marker of it. Tom, if you look in the Bible, where God created us in his image, male and female, he told us to be fruitful, multiply, and what? Fill the earth. How do you fill the earth? You scatter. What did humanity do after the fall into sin of Adam and Eve? Instead of multiplying and filling the earth, they multiplied and congregated in the city. It was called the City of Babel. And what happens in the City of Babel? Well, rebellion against God. We're going to build a tower to heaven. We're putting our confidence in the city and in ourselves. And what does God do? God brings judgment upon Babel and he scatters them. Then you have the judgment of God falling upon the cities of the plain as you see the sexual aberration and perversity and violence, and you can repeat that throughout the scriptures, that the city becomes the expression of rebellion against God. So, Tom, that's what we're seeing is a new paganism from pagan sexuality, barbarianism, and the greatest purveyor of it has become the urban center, whereby the gathering of sexual corruption, political corruption, and street corruption and violence.
Harry, it's interesting and almost ironic. Take this story from Nantucket and compare it to two other stories, one out of the New York Post. Last Tuesday, a week ago, Indonesia's parliament approved a new criminal code banning sex outside of marriage, which carries a punishment of up to 1 year in jail. Indonesia, with a huge Muslim majority population. Fox News is reporting Russian President Vladimir Putin signed legislation banning all LGBT propaganda, and here you have Russia, a communist country.
Here's what you see. You cannot live in the chaos of anarchy. When you sexualize a society, when you have corruption at every level of society, at the government levels, and when you have the violence of society, the members of society will cry out for relief. And where do they go in the flesh? They go to the tyranny of the government to give us some order. And that is exactly why the LGBTQAI and the deconstruction of Western civilization is the objective of those who either from the far left or the far right desire to create chaos so that people will look to an authoritarian government for relief. And that then puts people into positions of leadership and control in government, whereby they have control of everything. So the tyrant, through the authoritarian government, which steps in to give relief from what the barbarian culture is producing, which is mayhem in the street, corruption and undermining of any existence of normalcy. And so the government then becomes the Messiah and the Savior. That is the messianic government that will bring the utopia. So what you see is Indonesia looking for the tyrannical government of the dictates of Islam. And over here is Putin stepping in. Oh, we can have relief for you. Now, he, by being an atheistic government, they actually promoted all the mayhem and corruption that they now step in to say, we will deliver you from that and we will be the answer to that for you. Now, what is the ultimate answer, of course, is the gospel. And by the way, the Bible also gives us the antidote. And I'd love for us to take a moment to look at the biblical antidote to barbarianism and the death spiral of a culture in rebellion against God that I think we need to look at. Maybe we can do that tomorrow, Tom.
We'll do that. As we close out for today, let me remind you the best way to stay in touch with Harry Reader and Today in Perspective is by downloading the Briarwood app. It is available at your favorite app store. Simply type in Briarwood PCA. You'll have access to audio, video, and written resources that will challenge and encourage your walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. The app is yours at no cost. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Wednesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.